a health preventative that serves them in good stead.
Well, how did you get the idea of sulfur and molasses?
Because I had it myself when I was a child. Uh-huh. My mother used to give it to me.
You just gave it regular?
And we used to just have it regularly every morning.
Well, I don't remember it.
Don't you?
No, you must have started again with Joe later on.
And that was a great preventative for diseases in the wintertime, for children particularly.
What does Joe mean by this? Mary's ways of spelling image.
Well, Mary had her own ways of spelling everything, and she'd spell image, I-M-E-A-C-H, image. Image. Mary was always learning poetry and learning things to say from the platform on the back stairway downstairs. And the piece she used to say about the little, big little, how would you say
it? Mary's poem, God Bless the Man Who Invented Sleep.
Oh, yes, and she used to say it with a lot of gusto. God bless the man that invented sleep. And she'd put her head down on her hands and pretend she was asleep. And then, oh, God bless the man that invented sleep. Wasn't he a grand fella? God's good, so is the man that invented sleep.
Where did she pick that up?
Well, she was... we used to always really call her the sleepyhead. She used to be always so sleepy and want to go to sleep. So she heard this poem from sister in school or somebody, so she immediately appropriated it.
What about the time that Jim got put in jail for playing hockey on Warrington Avenue? Remember that?
That's true. He made him drink the cocoa with salt in it.
Well, why did he do that?
Because he had made the cocoa, and he was supposed to put the sugar in it before the children got it. Instead of putting sugar in it, he put salt. So because he was so careless, why, Pop made him drink the cocoa with the salt in it.
Well, how come Joe was making the cocoa?
I don't really know. I guess nobody was around or reason. We always said Hail Marys as we rode.
Uh-huh.
And this time we were saying the Hail Marys and Jim went to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And Jim slept for quite some time. We finished our prayers and were just riding comfortably when Jim suddenly got awake and started saying the Hail Mary, Holy Mary at the top of his voice, and nobody was saying prayers.
What was that, to cover up the idea that he was asleep?
I guess so. He heard, thought he heard them saying prayers, so he starts out with the Holy Mary, Mother of God.
How old was he then?
Well, he's in high school. Startled to hear his own voice and just his own voice. Waiters and waitresses.
Was that on the way to Canada?
Well, wherever we'd go when you were long. Pop always sang Holy God, and he was always the first one to start and carry the tune. Of course, he sang all the other songs of benediction too, but the girls in the sodality used to tell me that they would wait, they wouldn't sing until Mr. McSorley started. And then after Mr. McSorley started, why, they would follow suit and chime in. But he had to start right particularly in the Holy God, the end of benediction.
That was at Sea Isle.
At Sea Isle.
What about teasing children? The kind that really hurts the child.
Teasing them. I never agreed. I never approved of teasing children. Children know truth and falsehood, and they're very quick to discern when somebody is not telling the truth. So that teasing them, to me, amounts to telling them falsehood. And that is not good. It's not good example. It's not good for them to learn. And altogether, I don't think it's good for their disposition.
And this teasing that annoys them, that's bad for them, too.
Yes. Any teasing of that sort is bad.
When to start and how to teach children respect for other people's personal possessions and to make it stick.